Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Triangulation is brought to you by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Triangulation with Tom Merritt and Leo Laporte. Episode 43, recorded March 7th, 2012. Scott E. Jordan. Triangulation is brought to you by Pond5, the world's stock media marketplace. If you're a media maker who needs stock video clips, photos, illustrations, music tracks, or sound effects, check out Pond5 for instant downloads at the best prices anywhere. Pond5.com. And for 25% off this month, use the offer code TWIT25. And by Vast Conference, the ultimate in professionalism, clarity, and flexibility for your conference calls, all at a low price. For two Vast Conference calls free with no commitment, visit vastconference.com and use the offer code TRIANGULATION. Welcome to Triangulation, the show where Tom Merritt and I form two legs of the tripod and we focus our attention on the third.
Like Voltron.
Like Voltron. Tom and I have had a long day. We started at 9:30, actually 9, really, with the iPad announcement. I did MacBreak Weekly, you did TNT, but we are glad to be here at the tail end of the day. The sun's gone over the yard arm. That means it's time to say hello to Scott E. Jordan, a dear old friend. Hey, Scott.
How's it going, Leo?
Scott is the founder of Scott E. Vest, and you know, I can remember going back to the Screensavers when we had geek fashion shows, and you know, there really isn't that much geek fashion, so it was pretty much a Scott E. Vest show.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was so much fun. You've been doing these this tech line of clothing, this technology-enabled clothing, for how long now, Scott?
11 years. Wow. Before there was an iPod, when people had to carry around their disc, the Discman. So
that's kind of amazing because, really, this stuff is designed for carrying gadgets. And, boy, the world has come your way because we all carry a bunch of crap now.
You've had to add a lot more pockets.
You know, it's interesting because you remember a day not so long ago that, you know, they talked about convergence and that there would be no need for, you know, multiple pockets. And, convergence has come. I mean, all our iPhones can do a lot of other things. But, you know, right here I've got, like, all my gadgets, gizmos, cords, MiFi, and extra, you know, attachments and accessories. I mean, it has not impacted us, convergence.
How'd you get into the Did you grow up in the clothing trade?
Nope. I was a lawyer and frustrated with carrying all my – and a gadget guy and frustrated with carrying all my gadgets, especially in a business casual environment. I was traveling back and forth to Princeton, New Jersey from Chicago and just fumbling around. And, you know, my wife, as I handed her all my stuff to carry as we went on a hike and said, well, why don't you invent, like, something to carry it all? And I looked at travel vest and – photo vest and safari vest. They have all these bulky exterior pockets and thought there's got to be a better way, and came up with this concept of designing clothing that carries stuff but doesn't look like it does. And that's how we ended up with the Scott E. Vest.
If you go to the
actually, truth be told, and this is going to get interesting. I mean, I never had any intention of making a single garment. I just the bigger concept was technology enabled clothing, and you know the wiring in clothing and the patent related thereto. And I had just intended to license this concept.
Oh, that's interesting.
I mean, just like Gore-Tex, Velcro, Teflon is an ingredient brand to other clothing companies. And what I discovered was it took many years to get a patent issued, and the people in the apparel industry simply aren't interested in licensing a patent as it related to apparel. They just for some reason apparel doesn't think that patents apply to them, and they clearly do. But so while I was waiting for the patent issue, I formed an awkwardly named company at that time, Scott E. Vest, as a proof of concept. And lo and behold, Scott E. Vest took off primarily as a result of my early use of blogging and interactions with customers directly. We were the first apparel brand formed on the internet 11 years ago.
Now, Scott E. Vest has done quite well, but you still are hoping that tech, TEC, would end up becoming the bigger business for you, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, I believe that it's a much bigger opportunity than Scotty Vest. Scotty Vest is a niche market, a market that I believe is massive, perhaps as large as several hundred, if not, multiple hundred million dollars. I mean, you look at a company like Lululemon, who's turned it into a $1 billion business, or Carhartt has made construction clothing cool. I think making gadget and travel clothing can be a multi-hundred-million-dollar brand. But technology-enabled clothing as a whole, as you apply my concepts and to not just the patent, but the weight management system, the clear touch fabric, all the features and benefits that we've learned to incorporate into the Scotty Vest line, into other clothing lines, it can be much, much larger and much more lucrative. And that's my dream. And I know we're going to start talking a little bit about, Shark Tank, and that's that's the business I pitched for Shark Tank.
So what was the patent? What is the tech? I'm looking on the USPTO, and I'm trying to find the patent for tech.
Right, because we see a lot of, not just clothing, but backpacks and things that can string wires. Are those infringing, or are they different implementations?
My patent is the incorporation of third-party wires. That means wires that you bring into a garment. They're not included in the garment themselves, because there's a hoodie buddy that puts the actual wires into the strings. The incorporation of third-party wires into clothing and management of those wires. And it's not just headsets. It's also power as well. Our products are used for military purposes, and you can imagine that if your cell phone dies in a business situation, it's aggravating. If your communication device dies when you're on the battlefield and you need a manner of recharging it and doing so seamlessly, it can be life or death. So, from a consumer basis, it's really just for the time being, for headphones.
And when did you get the patent finally issued? Because you said it took quite a while.
Oh, God, what a long and boring path this was. I mean, I could talk for an hour just about the issuance of the patent and the problems we had with it. We filed the provisional, in I think 2001, and then we went from a provisional to a USPT or the PCT application, which is an application that is good for easier to bring overseas. And then my lawyer, another lawyer, looked at it and said, "That's dumb. Let's go to the USPTO. Let's do a normal patent." Got the original patent issued. I think it might have been, 2006. Somewhere around there.
Recently? Really?
Wow. It might be 2004 if you're looking at. I mean, there's been so many iterations that it's been – and it cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, so, this is not a simple procedure, from the beginning to end. So got the original patent issued without any comments to it whatsoever, which is rare. Usually, a patent, there's some back and forth with the patent office, and you've got to amend your claims. They just said, "That looks perfect." They look for prior art. We submitted prior art. I fully expected there to be something that would come up for a patent that on its face seems perhaps so simple. I'm not going to use the word obvious, but I'll use the word simple, incorporating wires in clothing and managing those wires.
Right, because a patent has to be non-obvious, so you don't want to use that word.
That's exactly right. So then we got it issued, and then I started sending out letters to companies that I thought were infringing on it, and they got back to me saying, "Well, we don't think we're infringing because X, Y, and Z." And I turned to my attorneys and I said, "Dude, do I have something here, or what's going on? I've spent all this money getting this patent, and now I'm told that." And they said, "Well, they kind of have a point." And I said, "Well, what am I supposed to do?" And they said, "Well, we can go through this process called a reissuance." So I said, "What is that?" He's like, "It's pretty much a mulligan."
Do over.
Like, it's a freaking do
it. Do you lose a stroke?
No. I mean, it's basically saying, my attorney screwed up. So you basically reapply, you rewrite the claims in a fashion that takes into account the information. So we did this reissuance process, and then we got the patent reissued. And shortly after that, this is maybe 2008 or thereabouts. And, you know, I said, okay, great. What do I do? Now the whole industry is basically knocking me off.
Right.
And I at this point, 8 years later, I hired a law firm. And we filed suit against the 27 you know, largest companies, including you know North Face and you know, among others. And again, not inexpensive. I wasn't trying just to get licensing, trying to get like a patent troll would just go out just to cause problems. I wanted to create licenses, you know, and create a business relationship and show them the benefits of the pocket system and not just, you know, how to put a wire in and out and how to manage wires, but the full blown thing. And, make a long story short, I settled for a not significant sum of money with all of most of these defendants. I think you could say a fairly insignificant sum of money, all told. You know, just to create you know goodwill and move forward and not to you know it wasn't worth a great deal of money because, as others would point out, you know you could remove a loop. And now not, you know, or a feature and then just go straight from a pocket to the headset.
Right.
And, you know, it's not it's the full package of what technology enabled clothing does, which is so much more than just a patent. So get this. Litigation's over. Settled with everyone. Bingo. I get a letter. The patent office has gotten an anonymous request to reexamine my patent. Just flat out re-examine, completely re-examine the patent. And no one, I didn't know who made this proposal. It wasn't clear that they don't have to identify themselves, completely anonymous. Go through the whole re-examination process, revealed some more prior art that we discovered as a result of the litigation, and got a re-examined patent, which now, this is rock solid. You know,
yes, you know, so you say.
It's yeah, exactly. I mean, exactly. You know,
was your degree in IP law? I mean, was this
no?
Okay.
No. And if you were to read this, Leo, you're a smart guy. If you were to read this, the patent, it is hard to read. A layman,
right.
As a lawyer, a trained lawyer, it's using one panel and going through another. It's hard to.
Well, I can show follow. You. I mean, like, so you were talking about the. This is the touch stuff, so I could put a phone in here and I could still touch it in there. In fact, I got a couple of those, and I mean, this thing has pockets in its pockets, literally. It's
and everyone's designed in a fashion not to layer with the next one, and a lot of that stuff is not proprietary.
Yeah. Well, I like it that you're labeling it now too. So those say have glasses on them. This is for a camera. I mean, you could put anything you want in it. Obviously, here's the personal area network wiring. Goes through here. So you think a lot, you actually have to put a lot of thought into how this, well, if you go to the front page of the Scotty vest, I don't believe that, but it says you are wearing this vest. You look slender and skinny. Look at all the crap you got in there. An iPhone, an iPad, a passport, a camera, pen. I mean, it's out of control, all that stuff you got in there. So and that's the layering you were talking about. That's not an easy thing to do. Sunglasses.
No, and we learned a lot about that, too. The first version that we came out with, you know, we just threw pockets everywhere. Just there's space to throw a pocket. But now if you were to put, you know, I don't know if you can see, you put something in one pocket and put something in the internal pocket, they're not going to knock up against each other.
That's interesting. The you only know, complaint, like, and you probably hear this all the time, and is that there's so I can lose stuff in here. There's so many pockets. My phone will ring and I'll go, I know it's in here somewhere.
Well, it's just like your desk. You just have to decide where you're going
to
put it.
I need to be a little more orderly.
Put it there every time. And the fact is with you, Leo, you don't travel that much.
I'm not the I'm not the guy.
You're not using it all the time.
Yeah. Well, Gary Arndt, we were talking about Gary Arndt. He was on Twit Photo yesterday. He's the guy who has no home. Because he's a travel photographer that is always on the road. He swears by your stuff. In fact, he was telling us, you know, he has a big camera bag that he carries. And Catherine said, how do you get that on the plane? He said, there's only the only airline that really cares and weighs stuff is New Zealand. He said, but I just take it, put it in my Scotty vest. I take out lenses, put it in the Scotty vest. And Alex Lindsay says the same thing. He'll go through with the Scotty vest. And you just take it off. You put it on the conveyor belt. That's fine. And they don't weigh your coat because nobody thinks you have a 30-pound coat. And you just go right on. Not that I'm trying to take any planes down, but there's some real advantage to this. We're talking to Scott Jordan. He is the founder of Scotty Vest. You were on Shark Tank last week. You've been in a kind of a verbal duel with Mark Cuban over it ever since on Twitter. I think you buried the hatchet.
I tried to.
And is back. But we're going to we'll talk about that in just a little bit. And Steve Wozniak called and made some. Steve's a big fan of Scotty Vest, and he made some good suggestions to Scott. Before we talk about that, I'd like to talk about one of our great sponsors. It's a company that we use all the time when we do conference calls, VastConference.com. Take a look at this, VastConference.com. It uses fiber optics. They use very high quality networks to give you really high quality audio. Phone conferencing for as many as 300 people. You can host your call. You can record your conference call. You can record any individual caller on the call, so you have different recordings for each person. You don't have to make a reservation ahead of time. In fact, when you sign up for a VAST account, I want you to do that right now, by the way, using the offer code TRIANGULATION. When you sign up for a VAST account, you'll get two numbers. You'll get a regular long-distance number and an 800 number, and you can use either number. It's up to you to make the VAST conference call. So you just give out the number. That's your personal number, and the conference call begins. In fact, if you use the offer code TRIANGULATION right now, you get, what is it, 300 minutes? I think it's 300 minutes free to try it out. Now, each person uses minutes, so you could have, I don't know, two calls with 20 people or whatever. But you got to try this out. It's just fantastic. The quality of the call is really good, and it's very easy to set up. And I really have to say I love the ability to record these calls, make notes. You can add people's names so you know who you're talking to. I would show you the call manager, but it's got all our calls in it. And I did that last time I did that. people got mad at me. So two and a half cents a minute, and there's no minimum. You don't buy stuff ahead of time. You just get billed for what you use. If you want to do toll-free, 3.5 cents a minute. And that's really nice. If you're calling a conference with a client, you don't want to make them pay for it. So you give them
and you want to look professional. You want to look like you have a conference center instead of just saying,
exactly.
Hey, let me hook you up with a, now yeah. I got a forward.
FreeConferenceCall.com. Yeah. No. VastConference.com. Use the offer code TRIANGULATION for 300 free minutes. You don't have to take our word for it. We love to use these services and get them set up for you so you can try them before you buy them. We're talking with Scott Jordan, Scott E. Vest. Scott is giving us a little coupon code. I'm gonna give it out here. So if you go to Scott Evest, scottevest.com/twit, you'll see a whole bunch of new items. And if you use the offer code, is this on any of the new items? Twit Shark, you'll get
20%. Anything on the site, everything on the site.
This is the new Transformer jacket you were talking about. It's got magnets in the sleeves.
Did you see my commercial for that we did? It's hilarious. I did a keynote style. Like Steve Jobs does when he introduces a new product.
Yeah.
And stood up there. It was very respectful. Woz loved it. I don't know if it's coming up or not.
Is it on the website? Where is it?
It should be. It should be if you go to Transformer, go to the top nav and look for the Transformer.
Jacket. Okay, here we go.
And there's it should be a mini site and we do it just exactly the way Apple would introduce a new product. You hear the sound when it clicks. And
are you getting sound from my computer? Who's running the board back there? I can't see. Gary doesn't know how to do that.
All right.
20 pockets. And I love the x-ray views you do on here. The magnet sleeve system. You don't have the magnets. You've got magnets in your pockets, too. They don't cause problems with the...
Nope. No, they will with the hotel key cards, but
yes.
not.
Yes, that's so funny.
But your cell phone. I mean,
yeah, anything will, because those things they get demagnetized by if you look at them. That's the sound. Listen to that. That's funny.
As they click together
in stereo, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't see the video here.
Go to watch. It's a
go to scottyvest.com/watch.
Yeah, I think if you look in the subnet at the top.
Oh, what am I thinking of? What am I thinking of?
That'll take.
Oh, this is all. Oh, look at that.
And there you got the videos.
Now see, there's two.
No.
I know, but I want to see this too. You have too many. What do you have? 800 web developers.
You'd be surprised.
No, I wouldn't. We've been developing a site, and I look at all the features you've got. Look at that. He's just taking. If you could make tear-off clothing like that, I would, you know, if I break away pants, that would be great.
We're working on pants.
The NBA, but go to that, I'll call
you. The one on the left there, this is it?
Yeah. It's way too long to watch it for the whole thing, but just get a feel for it.
That's so funny. Scott, really, you did a whole bunch of these with Wozniak.
With Woz. Yeah, but...
technology-enabled clothing for over 10 years. We have grown immensely over this past year. More than doubled the number of employees and had our biggest sales year ever. Inc. magazine is one of the fastest-growing companies in America. An internet retailer included
us all
in
true?
The Hot 100 list
yeah,
of top
of
online companies.
That's funny.
Yeah, we've kicked some asses last time.
That's good. I didn't. You doubled your employees.
Watch how I put my hands. I really
you
worked on this.
Did you have a trainer? Oh. Like a...
No, this was my second take, and I nailed it. You'll see. And then at the very end, I said, "That's not all." Whatever, you know, the
one
key
more
phrase.
Thing, one more thing.
One
yeah.
more thing. Yeah.
That's so
know.
Funny.
So
let me show.
Thing.
All right, as long as we're showing video, I don't know. Can you pull up there?
That's a part of the Woz episodes.
Yeah, the Woz stuff. Oh my God, these are so funny. These Woz episodes.
Eliminate the need for the gadget dance. No. It's impossible.
Okay.
Because every gadget has a place.
Don't consider a career
dude,
as an actor.
Here's
I just
my
want
iPod.
To see.
Dude. Dude, this is my laser pointers. You found everything in your Scotty.
All right. Can you show my computer? Thank you. So I want to show another bit of video. This just happened last week. This is Scott on an ABC show. You're not getting audio? They're running around right now behind the scenes.
Only tested in litigation, but recently
now,
re-examined
made it even better.
And passed re-examined.
Wait a minute. I got.
Oh, you still got the other
you,
one going.
You talking. Okay.
Still got Stevie Jobs.
Stevie Jordan.
So basically, the patent is attributable to the wires.
That's right.
Only the wires.
That's Mark
for
Cuban.
For example, this pocket here has a hole in it.
I call him the billionaire bully.
He is... Okay, I'm not going to say the word, but I can't say it in polite company, but I don't have the highest opinion of that fella.
I feel like what he was doing on this episode was grinding his own axe about patents, which mostly his objections mostly relate to software.
Right.
I don't think you're a good example of what he's talking about, but he wants to get his message out there about how he wants patent reform, and you got caught in his way.
So let's talk about what Shark Tank is. It's a reality show. Mark Burnett created it. He's the guy who did Idol, right? He does all these realities. No, Survivor.
Yeah.
And it was based on a Canadian show called Dragon's Den. The idea is somebody with an idea comes and pitches it to venture capitalists, and then at the end of this, if they like it, they'll make you an offer. Is that kind of how it works?
That's exactly right.
Was this all in one take? Did they edit up like crazy to make it look conflict and stuff, or...
Well, you know, it was. I was in the tank, as you say, about an hour, and my segment that aired was about 20 minutes. Most segments that air are about 6 to 8 minutes, so mine was three times as long as any other segment that's ever been on the show. So 1 in 3 minutes that I was in there appeared. So they get to choose. I mean, it's part of the way it works. It's reality TV. They want to create good TV, and they get to choose the 1/3 of the minutes that's going to sell the most
right.
airtime.
And so they choose the yeah. conflict, right? They choose Mark and you kind of going at it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. But well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. There were, you know, the 2/3 of the minutes that they didn't air, there was quite a bit of conflict. There was a lot for them to choose from.
So were you battling? Did he think that you didn't deserve a patent for your clothing, or what was the deal?
You know, he did not think that any patents that related to wires and clothing made any sense. He told me he could kick my ass and came at me. he really did. He says his idea was, well, I'll embed low power Bluetooth in the shoulder of garments. I'll just kick your ass. I'm like, dude, he was later interviewed. It was hilarious on a podcast. I have him. Interviewed saying that his sole desire was to make me cry on Shark Tank, and he just kept coming at it. I didn't know why he hated me so much.
No.
I didn't do research.
It's the job. It's the job. They hire him. They tell him. They say, okay, Mark, here's your job. Make him cry.
Be even more Mark Cuban-y
yeah.
than usual.
Yeah, because he makes me cry, and I don't even know him. But you know, I. I have to say that you're on a reality show. You should expect that kind of treatment. You weren't surprised, were you, Scott?
No, I absolutely wasn't surprised. I think I was more surprised about the aftermath than anything else. You know, I was a big boy. I was ready for it. I stood in the tank. I think I held my own. I was respectful, although some people don't think I was. At the end, I maybe by pointing at two sharks and telling them they were out, you know, wasn't appreciated. You gotta watch it. Watch it beginning.
The only thing on Hulu is 2:41, so it's just a little.
It's on iTunes.
I'll download the whole
show. ABC.com, the whole show's there, yeah, too. Okay.
So, Mark Cuban was definitely after the idea of patents and saying, I think yours is obvious, and I think that wireless is going to come and blow you away.
He may not even think that, et cetera,
right. The other two were really wanting a piece of your retail business. Now, you avoided ever saying the name Scotty Vest. You never talked about Scotty Vest. And you, other than giving them a few numbers about how well Scotty Vest was doing, you said, no, the retail business is off the table. Kind of explain, because you couldn't explain it in the show, why that was.
Well, it's interesting. A lot of people don't realize this, but in the very last frame of the credits, there's this two lines that say, you know, the producers, ABC, Mark Burnett, and Sony get a share of the business or the revenue stream of the business for the products that are pitched. And no one really focuses on that. So, you know, because Scotty Vest is an ongoing, very lucrative, profitable business that doesn't need investors, I didn't pitch Scotty Vest. But
do they get a cut even if they don't accept your bid, or only if they
get an automatic cut?
I'm subject to a confidentiality agreement.
Right. It's my understanding that they get an automatic cut, but I may be wrong.
I can't say you're wrong.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. You can't say I'm right, but you can't say I'm wrong. So
I mean, basically, when you stand on that stage, it isn't free publicity.
Do you think they? Of course not. But do you think that they like are hoping? I hope he mentioned Scotty Vest. I mean, is it like that? Like they're saying, if he only mentions that, we can get our little hooks into him.
You know, I honestly don't. I'm not that cynical, because I don't think that
it's
that the producer. Yeah, I don't think the cat drawing guy, this guy went on and sells cat drawings for $10 a piece. I don't think Mark Burnett cares about getting a piece of that business.
Right.
Most of the businesses that are on the show, he probably doesn't even, exercise that right. But I'll bet you Talbot Tees, that just got acquired by Jamba Juice, I'll bet you, that they were pretty interested in that. In my case with Scotty Vest, I suspect that I was very concerned that if I made a counter offer that included Scotty Vest, that I know this for a fact, that I would then in effect
owe them,
be offering Scotty Vest.
Right.
And if I was, without even mentioning the name,
right,
then it became subject to this provision.
That's
so
weird. So I think
it would make interesting TV if they would make that more obvious. If everyone who watched that show said that entrepreneur who steps up there on that stage, is giving something up to do that. That not only are they potentially making a fool of themselves, as many people do, perhaps I did. I don't know. I'll let the viewing public be the judge. But they also have to give this up.
They were very reasonably saying, look, tech sounds really interesting, but your retail business is doing really well. I want a cut of that, of course, right?
What were you pitching? You were pitching investment in the tech patent?
Well, no, tech is actually a separate company. It is a company incorporated on its own. It's a wholly owned subsidiary of Scotty Vest. And tech not only owns the patent rights, but it has the intellectual property associated with a brand name, which is a registered trademark, technology-enabled clothing, which in three simple words tells people what is unique and different about that product. And our belief is, just like when you see a product branded with Gore-Tex, you understand that it's waterproof and breathable. You see a product branded with technology-enabled clothing, you now know it's designed to accommodate your gadgets. And in addition, it's a three-prong approach. It's the intellectual property for the patent, it's the brand name, and it's the intellectual know-how and consulting on how to design pockets in a fashion that allow you to carry things without weight being an issue, without bulges, and all the things that we've learned in designing pockets for 11 years.
Now, why couldn't you say to them, well, of course you want a piece of my retail business, but if I bring that into this, then I have to give the show a cut, and I don't want to do that. Was that against the rules? Because I kept wanting, like, yeah, but you idiots, Scott can't say that.
Right.
That's a really good question. I've watched the episode again, and I've actually did an hour-long commentary, DVD style, of me explaining what was edited out. It's on YouTube for everyone to watch if they're interested. You got to be really interested to watch it. It's inside baseball. Anyone who's seriously interested in Shark Tank and who's a fan would love it because you're going to hear a lot of interesting things. But I knew if I said that, it would get edited out. Mm-hmm. So, I assumed that the sharks knew that I couldn't say it because they would not allow me to say this name. The fact is that the moment I walked out there on stage after I gave my pitch, Robert says to me, wait a second, I've heard of this company. I've read about this company. I can't remember where, and he went on and on about how fabulous this company was. And, I heard about it in Men's Journal and I see it advertised in the New York Times. And aren't you on the Inc.'s fastest growing list? And I said, yes, that's my retail company, which is not what I'm offering here today. But that does prove the concept of how technology-enabled clothing can elevate any other brand, to allow it to address the concerns of a mobile marketplace or mobile consumer.
Now, if you weren't on a reality show at the time and subject to all of these extraneous circumstances, if you were just meeting with venture capitalists, is it something you would entertain to say, well, maybe we can negotiate the retail side of it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. In fact, I was just in Silicon Valley last year. I visited with Leo during the visit. I visited with Excel Partners who funded Facebook and, Lightspeed who funded Bonobos. And, the presentation there included both companies. There's a reason for that, though. I mean, by merely talking about it to them, I did not have to give them a piece of either company.
Right.
So, I mean, it's logical. Yeah, I could. The funny thing is that not only did I feel like I was in there with one arm tied behind my back as it related to not talking about Scotty Vass, but my other elbow was broken 2 days earlier. And I had a sling that I took off. So you'll watch me. I can barely move it. And take
you mean literally? You're
Jeez, Louise.
It was literally. So there was a point where I got to take the jacket off and let Robert try it on, and he's pulling all his stuff out, and none of those product shots and those features got really referenced, and I think the audience walked away not having a full understanding because they kept saying, "Oh, the sharks just realized that Scott is only pitching an interest in the patent, it's a brand. I mean, you can imagine tech for children, tech for streetwear, tech for business wear, unrelated to Scotty Vest. I mean, it has mass potential.
Well, especially if we get to nanotech and all.
But
that.
We're doing nanotech, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that, and I want to find out if you got an offer. But we'll do more. And what Waz said when you talked to him before the show, we're talking with Scott Jordan, who we've known. This has been an old friend of the Twit. In fact, he's made Twit hats for us. Twit love our Twit fleeces and there's all sorts of stuff. And he's given us a great Twit coupon code if you do Twit Shark at scottyvest.com/twit. You get 20% off any of the items there. A lot of new items as well. And I'm always wearing Scotty Vest gear. Hey, let's talk real quickly about Pond 5. This is a great idea. I really like it. They are, on the surface, it looks kind of like something you've seen before. It's a stock media marketplace. Images, but they also have video clips. In fact, more than a million video clips. It just crossed the million mark.
Wow, congrats.
Yeah, 7.6 million photos, 681,000 illustrations. There's also music tracks. Over 200,000 sound effects. And the reason there's so much stuff there and so many new things, 7,000 new video clips this week, is because this is a great place for creators as well as buyers. They let you set your own price, and they pay at industry-leading royalty rates. So I want to encourage people who are creating video or audio or photos or illustrations to look at Pond5. And certainly, if you're doing PowerPoint presentations, videos of your own, you need music for them. If you want pictures of sea lion pups, whatever
anything.
It is.
If you can think of it, it's there.
It is. In fact, they also have, and you should probably go visit them every week, they always have a free stock footage clip. Now, one of the nice things about Pond5 is once you pay the license fee, it's royalty free. You can use it in any way you want, as often as you want. The creator's been compensated and gives you the full rights. This is at 1080p. When you get the, you have to add it to the cart and check out to download the file, and there won't be a watermark, obviously, in the one you've downloaded. Just think of how you could spice up your videos, add great images. I love Pond5. I think you will, too. In fact, so much so that we've got range for an offer code for them, too. 25% off when you use the offer code TWIT25 on checkout at Pond5. So buy all the media you need, then use that offer code, and you'll save 25%. That's pretty amazing. Ambience, animals, beats. I'm looking at all of the... You know, my son could probably use some of these loops in here. There's just a ton of good stuff. Office and workplace. These are the sound effects. And you can listen to these, by the way. Here, let me play one for you.
Somebody get that.
Hey, answer the... Now, you hear the watermark in there. But you get to hear what it sounds like, which is great. I think these are, you know, I keep looking for a good cash register. Listen. God, I need that.
Classic.
It's the one you want.
And royalty-free.
Royalty-free. If you are a content creator, again, you're going to save a lot of money. $2.
Cash register.
$2 for the cash register.
Save a lot of money, and then you play the cash.
And then you play the cash. You say, look at that. When you're a content creator, you play that cash. You go, yeah, ka-ching. I said, nothing happened. Yeah, ka-ching. Oh, I got to rewind it. Here we go.
There we go.
That's all the money I'm making at Pond5.com. Use the offer code TWIT25 to save 25%. Oh, this is a good one. You could use this.
Oh, I love that sound.
Pond5.com.
That would be so good to have that.
The handshake happened.
Isn't that? The handshake happened. I love all this stuff here. It's kind of fun just to browse around. Just go visit Pond5.com. We thank them for their support of Triangulation. So you go through all this hell, Scott Jordan. Did they ever make you an offer?
Indeed, they did. Yeah. Robert made me an offer for 15% of Scotty Vest, which includes technology enabled clothing, for $500,000. And my response, and this has got a lot of airtime, is without even thinking about it, I just said, and I kind of pointed, but that's absurd. And
well, it is absurd.
It is. I mean, you know, Scotty Vest is, you know, was on path to do $12 million last year and clear $2 million. So you're saying that a company that is going to do $2 million in net profits is worth $3 million? That's absurd.
You weren't saying he's insane. You were saying that offer is insane. And I think you're right.
Yeah,
and anyone who knows anything about business, you know, agrees. So you know, I had that offer, and then Kevin, who's the bald guy sitting in the middle, kind of the Simon Cowell, the toughest shark until Cuban came along, says, "I'll do that same offer with or without Robert." So in effect, giving me $1 million for 30% of a company, and so I had two offers on the table, and at this point, I knew I was in trouble because I knew that they were only interested in Scotty Vest. And if I countered in any fashion, saying, "Listen, would you consider, you know, valuing Scotty Vest at $15 million, or starting some discussion of the value of Scotty Vest, and that unto itself potentially could have opened it up, to the producers." And so I went back. I said, you know, at this point, I just needed to make some great TV. I'll be honest with you. I knew that I wasn't going to make a deal, and I wanted to leave and have people remember me. And I think I accomplished that. So with that, I went back and I said, I need to make a phone call to one of my advisors. And they said, who's your advisor? I said, Steve Wozniak, co-founder of Apple. I need to talk to Steve. The funny thing is, and the inside baseball thing is that before I said that, Mark Cuban went on and on about, do you know how many patents Apple had before just recently? One. They only had one patent, and they made this multi-hundred billion dollar company with one patent. And I'm thinking to myself, that's all I have. That's all I have, and that's all I'm asking for. And by the way, later in the show, I'm going to be calling one of the guys who was involved with it, one of two guys that was that started the company.
Jeez.
So I go back before I did that. I said to Cuban's like, tell Woz I said hi. And I turned to Kevin and I said, Kevin, would you like to tell Woz you said hi too? I'm just yanking his chain now.
I love it.
So I go back. I talk to Woz. It took like 15 minutes to get Woz on the phone because he was in Jackson Hole and I'm nervous and blah blah blah. I get Woz on the phone.
I wondered about that because you got him on the phone really fast in the edited version.
No, they were scrambling. I was really worried that I was going to have to go back into the tank and say, I couldn't get Woz. It would have looked like a jackass.
Right.
So make a long story short, Woz says it was a stupid offer. I go back and they said, so what did Woz say? I turned to Cuban. I said, Woz says hi. I turned to Kevin and I said, Kevin, Woz doesn't even know you.
Oh my God!
I was being a little arrogant, and I was just having some fun, and then they said, "So what are you going to do?" And I said, "Are you going to increase your offer, or what are you going to do?" And they said, and then Robert says, "The way it works in the tank, Scott, is we make an offer, and you either accept it or not. We don't, you don't get to tell us to raise our offer." And I said, "All right," and I said, "You're out." And you're out.
you're off the island.
It was pretty dramatic.
Now, there was a little back and forth, though, after the show. This surprised me because normally, it's like this is all made up. This is acting. And, you go out, you have a drink afterwards. But I think Mark took it a little more seriously. You guys were kind of going back and forth on Twitter, I think.
But actually, there's something a little more entertaining. I want to get into that. But first, after I said you're out, everyone didn't know. It was like this pregnant pause. What do you do? I was going to walk out.
Yeah.
The day I shook everyone's hands,
good.
Mark Cuban, and went down the line. I got to Robert. And Robert says to me, I'm not going to shake your hand. You pointed at me like I'm 12 years old.
Oh, yeah,
and
I
turned to him and I said, I've been in business 20 years and I've never once had someone refuse to shake my hand. I turned my back and I said, I'm out of here. I don't need to put up with this crap. And he in turn says, get out of here. And I'm like, you know how silly someone looks telling someone who
I'm
just
leaving,
turned their back?
But okay.
So
I think that you did. I'm sure Mark Burnett's going and is in the control room going, yeah, yeah. I mean, you did exactly what they would hope you would do. You were fun. It was pretty cool.
I know that because after it's all said and done, they make you sit down and talk to a psychiatrist to make sure you're okay.
Do they really?
Wow.
Yeah. And I thought that was over the top, but you think about it. Most people step in that room and they've got, their houses on the line, their job, their life, and, everything. And they've just been abused by five, venture capitalists or whatever they want to call themselves. And so, it made sense. And she starts out by saying, Scott, I just want to let you know, I represent the studio. I don't represent you, but I'm here to see how you're doing. And I also want to let you know that there's a pretty good chance, we tape more than they air. There's, yours might not air. And I said, were you in the room when I gave my performance? And she says, yeah, of course. How am I going to sit in here and evaluate you if I wasn't in the room? And I smiled and I said, what are the odds that's not going to air?
Yeah.
And she said, I'd get fired if you repeat this. And here I am. But it would take a presidential announcement of war to preempt that.
No, it's exactly what they hope will happen. They want the conflict and all that. Mark Cuban said he would invest in your competitor.
Yeah.
That's kind
Mark
of low.
Mark Cuban is...
You should start a shadow company to compete with yourself and get his money.
Well, Mark, the day after the airing, or Monday, just a couple days ago, you know, started going on his Twitter feed, just bad-mouthing me. All the sharks did. And that's what I was a little offended by. I mean, every one of them, Barbara, even though her people contacted me separately to represent me at QVC and Costco.
Really? Oh, that's interesting. Huh.
Yeah, we already have representation, so I told her she was out.
You're never getting money back.
but Cuban, just go to his Twitter feed. You can see he's just razzing me, telling me my patent is stupid. Any 12-year-old could design it. Yeah. That, you know, and then I gave him a link to show him why my patent's important. This other company that I won't name, but you can, you know, totally ripped our product off, stitch for stitch, every aspect of our garment, with the exception of writing Scotty Vest. You know, they wrote their company name, but the pocket system, the layout, the colors, the icon, the piping, there isn't a thing about the garments that you would see and think is different. So we sued them after trying to settle with them, you know, initially by contact. He ordered, we have an email. I sent you an email, Leo. You can see, you know, where we identify all the areas that they're similar. It's a straight, without the patent, it's a trade dress claim. When you see this garment, you say, it's a Scotty vest, right. And that's trade dress.
And it's a completely legitimate avenue. That's the avenue Apple's using against Samsung. It looks the same. It's a copy.
It is intentionally confusing. And if customers can see it and identify it with my product and my brand. So it's separate from patent, but to boot, he did violate the patent. But he thought he could get away with it. Instead of showing a cord going into the earbud pocket, yeah. He puts change in there. He's like, no, it's designed to hold change. Yeah, you know,
It got pretty heated. You said, BS, you don't understand the test for what's patentable. Then you actually make a very good point. You say Levi's received a patent on rivet making, and it made Levi's what it is today. He says, you think you know more than patent examiners? You know, this is bizarre. Does this happen every time somebody's on Shark Tank, that the sharks then go after them on Twitter? That is just bizarre.
You know, and then Barbara's like, you know, women, can you imagine wearing this? And we have a lot of attractive women that wear our stuff.
Including your wife.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. And Amy Tan and Heather Poole and, you know, a number of women. I mean, I don't think it's a risk that entrepreneurs know, you know, when they go on Shark Tank, that if you piss off a shark that, you risk them.
You tell me, gals. I think a gal that here, I don't know why I'm seeing that. There, thank you. A gal that wears that beautiful woman there, that looks good. That, by the way, that's Scott's wife. And you call this the Molly. I love it. The Molly jacket. Wow. That looks good. I think a lot of women would wear this.
We did extend Mark an olive branch today, and I'm disappointed. We sent him a transformer with a lovely note calling, you know, asking him to, you know, bury the hatchet, and might he be interested in liking our stuff. And you know, we overnighted it through a mutual friend. Yeah, this is cool. Look at the runway here.
That's great. This is what we used to do on the Screensavers. We do our tech fashion show. We had like Morgan and Megan and everybody doing the modeling. That's fun. How fun. Scott, it's great to talk to you. I'm a big fan. As you know, I wear Scotty Vest. I'm telling you, I'm wearing your underwear. Not your personal, but I'm wearing Scotty Vest underwear right now. I always said, for years, I said, if Scott only made underwear, I'd wear that too. And he did, and then now I have to wear it. But it's good. It's good underwear. I love it. You don't make socks.
Got an iPhone pocket.
It does. It's a little...
Now, here's the thing. People may like, why would I want a pocket for my iPhone and my underwear? I'll tell you a very safe for work example. There are plenty of unsafe for work examples,
I'm sure. I'm curious to hear this.
But when I go jogging...
Yes.
And I'm listening to a podcast or an audiobook.
Exactly.
And I come back in and I'm still listening.
I want to
change out of my clothes that I'm jogging in.
Right.
I have nowhere to put the phone.
Right.
So you can stick it in the underwear pocket.
Scooter X in our chat room says he says I've counted and I have 10 Scotty Vest products, none of which are underwear. But I think I have everything you ever made, because Scott's been very generous and sends me stuff when new stuff comes out, including some one-of-a-kind stuff. I know every year you make a leather jacket. Those are gorgeous. There's just so much great stuff. we're out of time. I wanted to talk a little bit about the garment business. It's got to be a killer, a difficult business.
I'd love to come back on sometime. Good. I mean, there's a lot of legal issues. You know, somebody in China registered the brand name Scotty Vest. I'm experiencing the same thing Apple is with iPad.
Right.
You know, and you know, there's a lot of interesting things. Anytime you want, Leo. I love your show. I love your fan base. They're terrific.
Oh, they love your stuff. I think it's kind of part of being in the Twit audience. You got to have some Scotty Vest gear. And again, I'm going to give you the offer code again. If you go to scottyvest.com/twit, how long are you going to keep that going, Scott?
We'll keep it going through Monday.
Okay. So you got a few days. Scottyvest.com.
Is that enough? You want a little longer? Or?
No, that's fine. It's 20% off, not 25% off. 20%. We just upped your offer. I'm going to offer you $500,000 for 15%.
You're out.
The lower third is wrong. It's 20% off, but you do have to use Twit Shark. Twit Shark, there we go, on checkout. And look at, there's the fleece. You're still making those. Those are great. I love those. That's the zipper fleece, the jacket. I also have a pullover, a hat. We just love
Scott. Cool.
Yeah. Thank you, Scott. It's great to talk to you. You know it. You did great. That was a fun episode of Shark Tank. I think you did fine. And those other guys are just jerks. Just jerks. They can't invest. They can't invest. They ridiculous.
Leo, you will particularly like it. Promise me you'll watch the episode from beginning.
Could see was this little chip, the 241, 2 minutes, 41 seconds. I'm going to have to download it on iTunes to get the whole thing because that's all ABC. Of course, ABC does. I don't understand. Don't put the whole – anyway, they don't put the whole episode on there. But
they actually do. They actually do. ABC.com.
If you go to scottyvest.com and click,
I clicked the link and I got 2 minutes and 41 seconds. So maybe I'm doing it. I'm holding it wrong.
I think there are two versions. There's a highlighted version and the full one.
I want to see the whole thing.
Thank you very much, Leo. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Great to talk to you. Scottyvest.com. Scott E. Jordan. Great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. And thank you all for being here. We've got I think we're all booked up for the next 4 or 5 weeks of Triangulation. Some great guests coming up. Who else is I guess we're going to talk about Kiva next week. That'll
Matt.
Be great.
Matt from Kiva.
The CEO of TaskRabbit. Leah Buskey of TaskRabbit. She's great.
Katarina Fake.
Oh, I love Katarina. She came up with the acronym FOMO. We were talking about that with Gina Trapani. A fear of missing out. We were talking about that with South by Southwest. Don't have FOMO.
No more FOMO.
She founded Flickr, of course. That'll be a lot of fun. Thank you for being here, Tom. I know it's been a long day. I appreciate it.
Oh, likewise. No, this is a fun show. I love
it. It's always fun. Thanks to our guest, Scott Jordan. Thanks to you for watching. We do Triangulation every Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern time on twit.tv. And there are many episodes for you to download if you just go to twit.tv/TRI. We'll see you next time on Triangulation.